left a place out in the pasture, though, where you could keep cows overnight for milking. You could get that, leave cows in there and get the land fertilized and plant it.
Cow pen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have those?
Yeah, we had cow pens. Yeah, go get the cow and put it in the pen.
Mm-hmm. And a farm nowadays where they'd have a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk and butter, you'd call that place a...
dairy.
Okay. Did you ever use that word dairy to mean anything else besides that farm?
I don't believe so.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, I seen my mother keep her milk in the well.
Mm-hmm.
Let the milk down in the well and let it stay there all day. And then draw it out and have the milk for supper. It'd be so cold it hurt your teeth. We'd think it's cold, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now, this day it wouldn't be cold.
Yeah.
Wouldn't seem cold to let it stay in a well all day.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Oh, sure. I raised a lot of cotton.
What sort of work would you have to do with that?
Well, we'd have to prepare the land, get it ready, and plant the seed. And we'd have to chop it. We call it chopping. Chopping cotton. You'd take a hoe,
mm-hmm.
and you'd chop it and get all the grass out of it. And
what kinds of grass would grow there?
Well, you'd have crab grass and all kind of grass and some weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to keep it cultivated. We call it plowing cotton back then.
What sort of plows would you use?
You'd use an old homemade plow made out of wood. It'd have an iron metal foot on it, and you could fasten your plows on that, and the plows would go in the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plow your cotton, and then you'd have to pick it by hand. Oh, that was a job, picking cotton. You never have picked any cotton, have you?
Uh-uh. I can imagine it would be.
Sure, it was a job.
Do you remember hearing about the different names for there being different types of plows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had all kind of different types of plows. Well, turning plows. I have gee-whizzes and cultivators.
What was a gee-whiz like?
It had a lot of spring steel. The teeth was made out of spring steel.
Mm-hmm.
Have several teeth in it. It'd just sort of scratch up your land a little bit.
What about something that would break up the ground finer than a plow would? That would break up the clods of dirt, you know?
Well, that'd be a section harrow,
mm-hmm.
or a disc harrow.
There are different kinds of harrows?
Yeah, we'd have use a section harrow or an old disc you'd pull by mules. Of course, we pulled everything back those days with mules.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any tractors around this part of the country.